Zach, this is dictating on David Blodgett. Blodgett is B, B as in boy, B-L-O-D-G-T-T. Blodgett, B as in boy, B-L-O-D, D as in David, G-E-T-T. Blodgett, David. Date of birth, 9-1-19, I'm sorry. Date of birth is 7-1-1950. Date of visit is 2-7-24. Please make copy for Coretta Murphy, M.D. Coretta, C-O-R-E-T-T-A, Murphy, M.D. Next paragraph. Dear Coretta, thank you for sending David Blodgett for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph is for Dennis. This is a 73-year-old male who has had a prior history of COPD, has a cough and complaints of shortness of breath with exertion, and has previously been treated for hypertension and dyslipidemia. The patient had a chest x-ray in August of 23, which showed a mild right low lung infiltrate, and he has had no follow-up chest x-ray or CT of the chest, period. The patient denies shortness of breath presently, denies chest pain, but has some cough and brings up a little clear mucus. He also complains of leg swelling. Next paragraph, his past history. The patient's past history has included history of hypertension and peripheral neuropathy, history of gouty arthritis and dyslipidemia. He has had a permanent pacemaker placed, and the patient also has had hip surgery in the past, but unable to give me any details of it. He had nasal septal surgery as well, period. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 60 years and has quit. No alcohol use. Next paragraph, allergies. No drug allergies. Next paragraph, family history of heart disease. And father died of heart disease and mother died of uterine cancer. Next paragraph, review of systems. The patient has no recent weight loss, but has fatigue and has blurry vision from macular degeneration. Denies vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary frequency dysuria. Has no hay fever or asthma. Has shortness of breath and some wheezing and coughing spells. No abdominal pains, no rectal bleeding, diarrhea, or constipation. Denies chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains. And he has no anxiety nor depression. He has no bleeding gums. He denies any muscle pains or joint pains. And no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash. Next, med list included allopurinol 300 milligrams daily, budesonide nebs 0.5 milligrams BID, Correct 12.5 milligrams BID, Lasix 40 milligrams daily, gabapentin 300 milligrams BID, potassium 10 milligrams daily, and simvastatin 80 milligrams HS. Next paragraph, physical exam. This elderly, moderately overweight, white male is alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, ictus, or clubbing. yes, mild perfludema. His blood pressure is 130 over 70. Pulse is 76, respirations 18, temps 97.6, weight is 243, saturation 95. H.E.N.D. announced phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is mild, injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest distant breath sounds with the wheezes throughout both lung fields. Prolonged expirations. Heart, the heart sounds irregular, so no S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no urinomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities will. Mild varicosity, decreased peripheral pulses. Minimal peripheral edema, no cap tenderness, reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin was dry and warm. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Is COPD and chronic bronchitis with emphysema. Number 2 is history of gout. Number 3 is hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Number 4 is status post permanent pacemaker placement. Next paragraph plan. The patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast and a complete pulmonary function study. CBC, complete metabolic profile, was ordered. And patient was advised to continue the budesonide NEBS 0.5 milligrams BID and use albuterol NEBS 2.5 milligrams TID PRN. And a follow-up visit was arranged in approximately 2 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. I'm making an addendum report after a CT is available. Thank you, Dr. Souza. Copy of this for Coretta Murphy, M.D., C-O-R-E-T-T-A, Murphy, M-U-R-P-H-Y, M.D. Thank you, Dr. Souza.